This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My favorite ZZ Top song. Doing rock and roll trios today. Because we're good like that.
All right. I didn't pick up on the theme earlier, but it makes sense.
I'm very next level.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Well, yeah.
What are you going to do?
So we're going to do...
And I look good in women's coats.
You look good in Sue's coat, that was for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You
appreciate
that
your
off.
Honesty.
No, you pulled that off.
And to...
I'm not even kidding. It looked good.
To update everyone on what's been going on, Maria Kina is Team Hancock solidly.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Wilson, the young gun,
yeah,
was like, no way. Let me get money on this. Quote, he's 60.
Yeah, I don't think the age is the issue. I don't. I think it's a lot more of what have you been doing athletically recently? Like, do you do things that are related to jumping? If so, I'd probably say, yeah. Go ahead.
I think Rach could do it.
I think I could touch the net.
She jumped up and touched the ceiling real easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So did I, and then I think I pulled my stitches out from my
Dave was like,
my pellets.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I was like, oh, I can do it.
I would probably get a back spasm if I did it. I'm sure I could touch the ceiling, but I bet you I'd get a little buckle at the end.
People joining us on the stream, on Facebook, and on YouTube, Danny Lane says, snot rocketing is called the farmer's blow in Jerseyville. Been doing it for years.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a
time-honored tradition that goes back, I'm sure, to cavemen.
You know why people do it? Because it works.
Yes, it's effective. It's gross, but
Kyle,
it's effective.
Are you a snot rocketer?
Not often, no.
But if you're in the situation where that's the choice, you're going to do it.
No one's around. No one's being offended.
Have I done it before? Yes. Is it my ideal option? I'm going to go no.
Yeah, I would agree. It's not a plan A. It's definitely a plan B or C.
Dave was saying it like it's his plan A when he gets the chance.
Yeah.
Eh. Rage Brian says, try it. You might like it.
I don't think I would like it.
I did it this morning. Walked out, bright sunshine, the snow, and I'm just like, yank.
Hey, listen, whatever does the job, I'm down with.
There you go.
Yeah.
What if I did try it and I was like, I feel so free.
You'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to do this all the time.
What if it becomes a problem?
Yeah, and everyone's like, Rachel, for the love of God, stop.
File an anonymous HR.
Oh, man. They would definitely be able to blame us because we would be bad influences on you. Or good influence.
You know what I was thinking? This will probably divide the audience as well, but some of you will get it. If the asteroid that they're talking about, the asteroid the size of like a mansion,
yeah,
hits, I hope it hits me in the face. I don't want, like, if it were like going to hit in Omaha, just hit me in the face. I don't want the smoke.
This one's not an earth killer.
I know.
That one's just a really bad damage event. It's not like ending life.
But I'll be like 72 or something when this comes around. I'm okay going out like that. I've lived this really weird life.
Yeah.
It'll be a great eulogy. If it ended with hit in the face by an asteroid, sign me up.
I'm kind of with you. I don't want to deal with the slow death that comes after. If the power grid gets knocked out or something and then everyone's like killing each other, just take me out in the initial blast, you know? Like, I don't want to live through the apocalypse.
There you go.
So much.
No tribulation period for me.
See,
there's a survivable apocalypse where I'm like, okay, I could do it. But if it's like, if you're going to die in a year anyway, just take me out at the beginning.
I mean, if it's that, but that's not what this one is.
Let's say it's a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one.
I mean, if it's the big one, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now because you won't even know it.
As close to it as possible.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know it.
What would be the worst? Being like 50 miles away because then you see the big cloud coming at you, but you still have to wait.
I don't know. So like as an example, you remember the movie God almighty. It's one of those disaster movies. It wasn't the Bruce Willis one, but the other one that came out at the same time.
Deep Impact?
Deep Impact, where you're standing there waiting for that wave, for that tsunami that's like 9 million feet tall.
Yeah.
That'd probably be less than ideal. But once it hits you, it's over before you know it.
I thought this was interesting. I mean, no offense to religious people or Catholic people in particular, but the paranormal fascinates me, obviously. We've done a lot of that on the show. And there's a become very famous in the last few years, statue of Mary that cries blood. And this old lady owns it. And so they were able to test it. And the DNA came back pig blood, and then she beat it out of town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What a shock.
But some from the church are still saying, like, no, we're still, it's possible.
I mean, I get, like, wanting to believe that that's true, but also it's a statue crying blood, and it's privately owned. Like, it's not like it's in a museum, and it's just happening every night at, like, the stroke of midnight or something. That is definitely suspect when someone's like, this is my statue, but you just have to believe me when I tell you it's crying real tears.
Yeah. And also, if they skedaddle after a test.
Not a good sign. Yeah.
That's probably your test of faith right there. Because they're like, if they're not willing to say, no, this is real, I dare anyone else to test it. Well, then you probably knew you were faking it to get attention.
Another stupid question. And I don't mean this as like a hacky stand-up comic joke. I really don't understand why everything rips off the Hulk but his pants. Like, how can he wear, like, the Red Hulk?
Right.
He's the president.
Right.
And he's wearing a suit.
Right.
And then everything rips off.
Yeah.
But his suit pants.
Because we don't want to see Little Hulk.
Yeah, sure. Man,
that's,
I agree.
That's all it is.
But I mean, don't they have to have some explanation?
He wears special stretchy pants.
Right. Yeah.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean,
That's it.
What? No other reason would make sense, right? Why would your shirt explode if your pants wouldn't?
Right.
That's just it's just convenience.
But if Hulk
because
were
when
real,
they when they made when they
we'd
made
be seeing
the,
his stuff all the time,
right? Just like, damn it, there was the Watchmen. Did you see the movie The Watchmen?
Yeah, I saw his stuff.
Yes, that's what it would be. It would be the Blue Man,
Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, Dr.
He didn't
Manhattan.
Hide it.
No, he was like, whatever, bro.
Here it is.
He kind of was done with humans then, though, yeah. So he couldn't really care. But, like, yeah, I'm sure it's just so the comic book people that wrote it were like, well, we can't keep drawing Little Hulk every frame, so let's just not do that.
Well, I mean, they could.
You're right, but, I mean, it's a different kind of magazine at that point.
I could do it right now. You guys want to see it?
And that's why you should join the stream.
There you go.
No, I think it's probably just that simple.
You know what I loved about the hockey game last night? Great game.
That's awesome.
Congratulations to Canada.
That was a great game.
But being a former athlete, the handshake at the end.
Yep.
You got to love that. It's just compete. You're literally punching each other in the head. And then when the game's over, yes, you shake hands.
See, this is why I love sports. And I would actually argue that the way we do sports at the professional level is the pinnacle of human society.
Ooh, flesh it out.
Because there are rules that are enforced by neutral third parties. You have to follow the rules. There's no takesies, backsies. There's no do-overs. There's no but this or but that or we're going to challenge this thing. You won or you lost, and then you fight. I mean, literally sometimes fist fight. And at the end, you hug it out. At the end, everybody's cool. At the end, everybody's friends again. Because that's what humans should be.
It was a great thing to learn early on in life.
Yes, and it drives me crazy that in the quote-unquote real world, we don't have the ability now to compete. We don't have the ability to even argue or fight, and not physically, but verbally. And then at the end, realize, yep, we're all still buddies. We're all still friends. But in sports, we get it right. And that people wonder why why people love sports. That's why people love sports. It's why people like, we're talking superhero movies. One of the reasons people like superhero movies is because in the end, when there's a bad guy, everybody knows who the bad guy is, and you can see that, and you make it's a simple choice. Well, and again, in sports, the person across from you is not your enemy; it's your competitor. You hear the whole thing back in the old days; they all hated each other. They probably hated each other more than they say they do now, but a lot of it was just that they didn't know each other, but these guys all know each other now. They've played on teams together. They played for Team USA on 18U. They did, they played for Team Canada 18U. Some of them are on the same teams going up against each other. Like, it's not about hate. It's about competition. Competition is healthy. Hate is not healthy.
So do you think the ultimate problem is in sports, like you said, there is a clear winner? In real life, we can just, even if there is a clear winner, we can make an excuse and be like, well, battle's not over yet.
I don't accept that.
Right.
I don't accept that. And there are, I don't, you know, and it is, it just, there's an interesting thing that sports kind of brings out differences in you that you might not think, right? So think about, like, so we already talked about this part of it where you can compete, and actually the fans are worse about it than the competitors. The fans are the ones that can't get over it when their team loses. The fans are the ones that spend days and days and days calling sports talk shows and yelling on Twitter about this or that. The players and everybody else, they hate losing, but once they lose, they shake their competitor's hand and they say, good job. You guys beat us. Well done. And then everybody moves on with their lives. It still bothers you, but it doesn't change the fact that you know you're just a normal person and you're going
to
do it again.
Every now and then, this happened to me one time. I wasn't the one that got punched. It was a kid named Mike Howland. But we finished a ninth grade football game and someone sucker punched him. And you see this a couple times a season, like, you know, kids sports, regular sports, and everyone hates it. Like, everyone unanimously comes out and you're like, you're a piece of crap.
Right, because it's not part of the game. But in, you know, you'll see it, like we saw in hockey, these guys were literally fist fighting on the ice. Does it mean they're trying to hurt each other? They hate each other? Nah. That in that sport, that's about trying to get energy going. It's about trying to fire yourself, your teammates up, and doing all that stuff. Because that's what that was in that case. It wasn't about like protecting a teammate or revenge for something. That was simply, hey, let's get everybody going, man. Let's get the adrenaline pumping and, you know, see if we can take the initiative on all of this. And, you know, but if you do that, like, at the end of a period, like, the time is expired, you're skating off the ice, and you go hit somebody, I mean, you get suspended for that because it's not the same thing.
Quick break, right back, DGS. Okay, we're going to do fast food news. The Wheeler has a really interesting thing about how people want socialism in sports, but not in real life.
Yeah.
And I have the biggest day I've ever had. On the back of the top of my head, I found it on the break.
Uh-oh.
It's like an absorbed twin. It needs its own pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Needs its own furry coat.
You ever do that where they just like, you know, your body's your body, and then every now and then you're like, oh, that's new.
Something's different.
Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's usually a new ache or a new pain or soreness.
This thing's like a half a golf ball.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's a good thing I wear a hat all the time.
Pretty soon we're going to have to name it.
Have to have a bigger hat. Have to get its own webcam.
Dave, we need to get a bigger hat.
It'll start doing live endorsements, taking them from me.
Yeah. Doing hat endorsements.
I'll tell you guys about Michael's flooring outlet.
Me and my partner, Dave.
Me and my brother. Dave's the dumb one. Fast food news?
Yeah, so Taco Bell is introducing new Milk Bar birthday cake churros. This is very exciting to me because I love Taco Bell, and I've always been interested in this Milk Bar. This is a bakery that started in New York. Now I think they're on the West Coast too, but they do these like great birthday cakes, and they also sell Milk Bar cookies at the grocery store that you can pick out.
I know.
And I've had them
familiar
before.
With their work.
They're quite good. These are crispy fried churros stuffed with the dessert brand's iconic birthday cake frosting and topped with a sprinkling of bright pink confetti sprinkles. You can get a bundle of two churros for just $2.99. I do follow the Taco Bell subreddit from time to time.
Sure.
And people have been posting them, and they look really, really good.
What's your new Taco Bell love?
Ooh, the dipping burritos. Oh, my gosh. Those are so insanely good.
What are you dipping them in?
Like a Chipotle ranch that it comes. You can get different dipping sauces, but the Chipotle ranch is really, really good.
What is your guys' typical Taco Bell order?
Ooh, good question.
Man, it varies because like it depends on like see, you know, they rotate their like
their
value
specials,
boxes. Like if you get the big box for $10 or whatever. So a lot of times it's that with a little bit of a customization. But the cheesy gordita crunch is probably my favorite.
I have to have a couple of hard shell beef tacos.
Do you? Yeah.
I mean, you got them.
I only get those if they're included in like one of the big box things.
Really?
Yeah. I like the big. I like the cheesy gordita crunch. I like the Mexican pizza. Like if I'm just picking a la carte, those are the things I'm.
See,
picking.
I'm such a purist. I don't do many of those. Even though I would probably love them.
Oh, they're amazing. I mean, it's all the same stuff.
I get the Nachos Bel Grande a lot, and the chips are always wet.
Yeah.
But I still love them.
It's all the same stuff. It's just different forms.
In a whole Nachos Bel Grande, there's one perfect chip that has the perfect amount, and then everything else is just like also random.
Yeah, I kind of like better when you just get the nachos and the cheese and the little cup on the side so they don't get that soggy thing going on.
I agree.
One thing they need to add at Taco Bell, here you go, guys, free idea. They need to make chimichangas. Take your damn burritos.
You love a changa.
Throw them in the deep fryer for a few seconds. Although, I don't know if Taco Bell have deep fryers. Maybe they don't.
I don't know. They have those fries, so maybe we could put them wherever they're making the fries.
I mean, this is just an idea. Where you have the stuff. You literally need to take one more step.
Jack in the Box is frying up new banana French toast sticks. You can get them a la carte in 3 and 6 piece servings for a suggested price of $3.49 and $6.49 respectively.
Do they already have regular French toast sticks?
That's a good question. I think so.
Okay.
I think I've heard Andrew
talk
about
that. That's the only way it makes sense, because you can't just come out of the box with your first French toast stick being banana.
No, is it? You said it's Burger King?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, okay.
Okay, you're right, Dave. It's a fruity twist on one of their most popular breakfast.
That's two jokes
items.
In once.
Yeah. Cinnamon toast. Those are great. The French toast sticks.
Yeah. Hardee's.
Everywhere you get them, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hardee's.
Jack in the Box is serving up a Lucky Mint Trio featuring new mint twisted soda and new Oreo mint mocha sweet cream iced coffee. The soda is give me a second here. Sprite mixed with sweetened cream and vanilla and finished with whipped topping and a cherry. I don't like mint that much, but I'm willing to try this.
Again,
this sounds pretty refreshing.
Again, too many jokes at once. Like, the cream and soda thing is enough of a joke. I'll try that. It doesn't appeal to me, but I'll give it a shot. But then when you start adding in all the flavors, it gets, to me, a little too much.
I understand.
Yeah. You said that like I was old. You just said that like I was John Hancock trying to grab the net.
It's like, come on, Grandpa, like, let's go back to the couch.
No, I did not say it like that.
We get it.
I said it kindly. I said, oh, yes, I understand.
It's okay, Dad. You're setting your ways.
You don't want to try the new Taco Bell items. You just want your crunchy
you just
tacos.
Want your beef taco.
Beef tacos.
And your soda.
All-you-can-eat steak and butterfly shrimp deal is back at Golden Corral. Hey. You get unlimited portions of perfectly seasoned and grilled sirloin steak. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Paired with endless servings of jumbo butterfly shrimp battered and fried to a golden crisp.
Okay.
All right. False advertising. I'm claiming it right now. Perfectly.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Perfect.
What is
best
your
steak you'll ever have.
What is your first plate at Golden Corral?
Ooh. Bourbon chicken. I love the bourbon chicken.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a
probably
long time.
Probably just a bunch of that, honestly, and maybe some veggies.
First plate for me at almost every buffet is always a salad.
Wow.
But, like, usually with all the stuff they have, though, like with chicken and eggs and cheese and stuff.
What's wrong with you?
Then go back for all the meats.
Waste. That is a waste.
Yeah. And you can't have too many
something.
Carbs either.
I got to have something green.
Why? It's Golden Corral.
It's a buffet. You can have anything
you
want.
I know, but I got to have something
bourbon
green.
Bourbon chicken, fried chicken, fried fish, and I dip everything in tartar sauce.
I can't even remember the last time I've been to the Golden Corral.
Let's go.
Yeah, we should go. I'm going to look up where the closest one to here is. Okay. We should
There's
go
one by my house.
There you go. Then we'll come to your place later.
I heard it's really expensive now, though.
It's only $17.99 after 4 p.m.
That's not bad.
For the unlimited
for, like,
steak and shrimp.
Not that you know.
That's not bad at all for, like, as much as you can eat.
What?
That's not bad. As much as you eat. Yeah.
Hell no.
I was expecting it to be more.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 334. Dave Murray joins us on the stream. Good to see you, Dave.
Hi there, guys. I want to know what Wheels was eating. He was really into it.
Let me guess. I can't even see it. What time is it? 3:35. I'm going protein bar.
Pure
protein bar.
3:30 every day, baby.
He looked like one of my dogs. I just gave him a
bone. I'm hungry, man. It's been 3 hours since I ate. I got to eat again.
You're like a junior high boy.
I eat probably too much, but
you bulking?
For 30 years, yeah.
If you were watching the stream, you saw me take off my hat and show Rach the giant zit on the top of my head.
All right, very nice.
Hoping she'd do one of these. I don't see it. But instead she went like, oh my gosh, yeah. Yes. Yes, yes.
She was like,
did
oh
she
my.
Come over and squeeze that thing?
She said it's underground.
He's going to have to leave it alone for a while.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
You're wearing too many beanies.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. You're probably right. Yeah. Can't be good for your skin.
To wear beanies all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't breathe well.
I mean, how often do you wash those beanies?
What do you mean? You can wash them?
Dave's like, beanies don't go in the wash. It says right here on the tag, do not wash.
You get them from eBay.
I laughed out loud last night thinking of Dave and his beanie chair in your room, just like taking the beanie off and setting it on the chair to go to sleep.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And it's like, oh, 6 a.m., time to get up. Where's my beanie?
Put it on, first thing.
How early does it go on? Like, immediately?
Yeah. Oh, first thing.
Really?
Yeah.
It is cold.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's true. You keep your house cold. So,
yeah.
Like in the summertime, do you put it outside to enjoy the fresh air?
No, there's Beanie Dave, there's Nakey Head Dave. And whichever it is, now when the spring rolls around and I stop wearing the beanies, you can attest, people kind of freak,
yeah,
right?
It's like, whoa. Well, because you'll take off your beanie sometimes in the middle of the show and I'll look over and it's like a different guy is here. It's like, oh, who is that?
Yeah, I have two looks.
The other Dave is here.
Yeah, the other Dave. Dave's friend.
Dave and other Dave.
Dave, weigh in on this one. Michael Kelly bet John Hancock $20. John is 60 and 6 foot one that he cannot touch the net on a basketball rim. Just the net. What do you think?
And jumping or
jumping.
Just reach up?
Nope. He gets a run at it. He jumps up. Kelly doesn't think he can hit the net.
How much does he weigh?
Oh, he's probably 6'1 and 200 pounds. He's not overweight.
He should be able to do that.
And he has Wheeler as a coach.
Well, I mean, I haven't had that offer accepted, but I am willing.
He'll take it.
Yeah.
He'll take it.
Haven't signed those papers yet.
No contract in place.
Dave, did you play ball as a kid?
I was in a weird situation growing up because my older brother Don, my only brother, is 3 years older than I am, and he was excellent at basketball and excellent at baseball. So as Dave came up, all the coaches thought, "Well, you're going to be great at
Here's
baseball.
Another one.
You're going to be great at basketball," and I wasn't. I played basketball. I was not great. Never played baseball. But I was really good at individual sports, and that's the way.
You're a golfer, right?
I'm a golfer, yeah. I played all through high school.
Very nice.
No, I'm not so good anymore, but, you know.
Golf, I believe, like, I was thinking about my shortcomings as a parent, and I thought, what are, like, the five things you should teach a kid? And I came up with, I won't get them all right, but golf, especially for a guy, we all know that it's, like, it's a great skill to have for networking, playing the piano, which gives you a great musical bass, and a foreign language. I did not do a solid for my kids. I didn't teach them any of those things. But
I was terrible. Terrible in foreign language. Terrible.
I never tried. I didn't.
We had to.
Yeah, we didn't have to.
Okay, we did. And again, I have to thank my older brother for this, is that he was like fourth in his class in high school. He's a smart guy. I don't know what happened to him in his old age. But,
he peaked in high school.
But he took French. I think he could take French, and I don't think Spanish was offered at that time. And he was not doing well in French. And the French teacher, though, was very aware of his situation and where he was going to go to college. And she said, called him in and said, "Look, I don't want to really blow your college dreams by giving you a D or even a failing this, because you deserve to fail. You're that bad at it. I'm not going to do that, but you have to promise me one thing. You will never, I'm going to give you a C." Took his average down, but it was better than anything else. "You have to promise me you will never take French again in your life."
Wow.
And he said, "You got a deal." Then I came up and I struggled with French. I was pretty good and everything else. Same teacher calls me in. She goes, "Same deal on the table.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a C. Never take French again."
Did she shake her fist in the air and say, "These Murrays"?
No, I was like, "Thank goodness you came up with the same deal for me."
You know, Wheeler is fluent in French.
Yeah, less speaking wise than I was, but definitely comprehension and reading and all that for sure.
Do you ever do it just for fun? You ever watch like a French movie?
Oh, I do all the time. I watch a TV show called Marseille, which is all about what's happening in Marseille. It's like the mob and the mayor and all that kind of stuff.
And you understand most of it?
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty good at understanding, like when we watch Narcos and things like that, I understand Spanish pretty well too. I can't speak Spanish almost at all. Little phrases here and there, but I can understand it pretty well. That's the 4-year degree from being in Miami and having teammates from from Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, all that.
Yeah.
Rachel's being very quiet in this discussion.
I took 1 year of Spanish and did not apply myself. I really wish I would have, because I think it's so cool that Wheels can like comprehend this other language. And
what's weird is I know people, my kids included, who took multiple years of Spanish and claim to have nothing.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of like, sometimes it's who's teaching and how they teach as to how well you learn things.
Yes.
Because like, and I'm not trying to blame any teachers, but like, especially languages, you really have to be into it to be good at it. Like, you have to find a way to be like, I want to do this, as opposed to this is a task and I have to do this. Because if you're looking at it that way, it's going to be really hard.
So for you, like knowing you guys were going to go to France at some point, was that like a huge motivator in learning it?
My motivator was that my uncle was our French teacher and he was an ass kicker and it would have ruined my life if I didn't do well, because he's my dad's brother and they were in cahoots to make sure that I was going to be good at this. But no, I give him credit because he's a phenomenal teacher. Like, he made it fun. And I can promise you this, every guy that I went to high school with that was in our French program with me, all of us that went through there, everybody knew he was one of the hardest teachers in school. My uncle was. He was tough. He was brutal. But that class was fun. He made it entertaining. You didn't just learn by repeating. We watched movies. We had to learn songs, which we all hated. But you learn songs to learn how the language works.
That's how I felt about the second time I took home ec.
The second time.
Yeah, I did.
I failed the first time.
I audited it my senior year. They're like, you know, you can take a real class. I'm like, oh, I know. And my mom made me a chef's hat, like Chef Boyardee, which I wore every day.
That's a good hat.
Yeah.
I could have worn that to French class.
Yeah, there you go.
You still have that?
No, I don't.
We want to see that.
My mom was cool. Like, she was a seamstress, and she was in on the joke, right? The Dave joke. And I'm like, can you make me a chef's hat? She's like, yeah, bam, done. That's cool. Big warm-up, Dave?
Yeah, every day is better. Now, we're still cold. We're 29 right now. We'll be about 10 degrees warmer tomorrow afternoon. Overnights and mornings are still cold. 38 tomorrow. Not bad. Sunshine, feel pretty good. Sunday, we're all going to feel great. Sunny skies, about 52 degrees. Monday and Tuesday, sunny skies, 62 for the high. A little hint of early spring in the air. We still have a shot of all rain showers on Wednesday, with temperatures, I think, well into the 50s on Wednesday. Big storms in sight. And we will be cooler come Thursday, Friday, but we're not cold, cold.
Yeah. Could live with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do a couple of headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So bosses are keeping tabs on their employees now more than ever. Between March 2020 and June of 2023, demand for employee surveillance software grew 54%. Meanwhile, 73% of employers say they use recordings of calls, emails, or other messages as a factor in performance reviews. 37% said they have used a recording to fire an employee.
What do you guys think? Related, I don't know if you heard the Jamie Dimon from whichever the company he's with. I forget which one it is.
JP Morgan?
Yeah, maybe? I think it is JP Morgan. Yeah. He, I think, was caught on a hot mic or a call, and he was talking about working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of F words, lots of, you know, name calling, but basically saying that Gen Z is worthless to him. You have to be in. It holds up everything. You lack creativity. You're not a team player. You don't have to work at JP Morgan, but you can go work anywhere else. But if you're going to work here, you have to come in the office. And it was sort of a siren call to lots of companies out there.
I think that's definitely the way it's going. This is weird, but I watch a lot of CNBC in the mornings before work, and like, a lot of CEOs feel this way.
Yep.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, I think. I think if a company's going to pay you, they want to see you there.
Yeah.
How many of those CEOs think that they have to do their job in the office every single day, and how many of them do it from wherever they want to be at any given time?
I mean, that's a good point.
But they're the CEO. They get to do
well,
that.
Well, no, I mean, it's like you become
a CEO, you can do that.
But they have the harder job, and yet they can do their job from wherever they need to be at any given time, or wherever they want to be at any given time.
Yeah.
And I guess to me, it's just about, what's the job? What are you asking me to do? If you're asking me to make a bunch of phone calls or do some random just data input, I don't need to be in a place to do that. If it's something where you have to kind of collaborate with teammates like we do, right? I mean, to me, this would be worse and harder if we were all separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would fall into the category. It's better to be together in the same room because of the dynamic of the job. But every job's different. And I think guys like Jamie Dimon, who are billionaires, can generalize all they want. But for a low-paying, low-responsibility job, people do not want to sacrifice everything else. And at some point, the big companies still need people to hire to do jobs.
Yeah.
You can only downsize so much.
Yeah.
But do you think it's easier, though, to advance in that company if you're there?
Yes.
Yeah. But we just did this a week ago. Something like 80-90% of workers do not advance in their current job. They never get the opportunity. They don't get promotions anymore. You just stay there until you leave for a job that pays more. I mean, so if you're a worker that says, I don't see a path to advancement here because they're not really showing me one. They're not telling me there's one. They're not telling me here's how you advance in our company. Then what's my incentive to think about that when I don't think it's possible?
Yeah.
When you're not showing me I have a path.
Have a Roxanna shout out. Jacob Roberson. Jacob, are you from the Julie and Eric Robersons of Rosewood Heights? Dave, shout out to some Shell wrestlers this weekend. Lyndon Teese and Brandon Green Jr. have advanced to the semifinals tonight and battling for a chance to wrestle for the state championship tomorrow at U of I. Go Shells.
Yay.
Nice.
Good luck.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
3:52, DGS, happy Friday. Oh, Wheels. Rach had a really bad interaction with Shamey this morning.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
I got to see the whole thing happen.
You got shamed?
She held back. She really did.
She could have dunked on her. Remember in the debate when Biden didn't know what was going on?
And Trump was like, that would just be mean.
Yeah, and Trump didn't finish him right there. Like, yeah. Amy could have finished it right there.
I was buying a lot of candy and soda from the E-Mart.
Describe.
Because usually, like, we get takeout on Friday nights, but I'm like, yeah. Oh, I'm not tonight. I don't even feel like stopping by the store tonight. I'm going to go in the morning. I'll just get, like, some candy and some soda.
Snacks for the night.
Right. Yeah, and then you get a little carried away. It's like, okay, so I had, like, 5 candy bars and 2 things of soda. I'm not going to eat it all the night, you know, and I'm splitting it with Kurt, but it looked bad. And as I'm checking out, Ronj and Dave walk in.
Let me take it from here.
Okay.
Amy walks out with a cup of cucumber and tomato salad. Swear to God. And you can tell she's feeling guilty because there's so many cucumbers. They're going to make her fat. And this one over here has half the E-Mart. It was awesome.
I was like, it's not for me. It's not for me. Like, I'm just carrying this for someone else.
You know, that's classic. Funny, though, because, like, Amy will also, if there's a cake, eat the whole thing.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she has told us about buying a cake at the store and sitting in the car outside the store eating the cake.
She goes, oh.
And you're going to judge other people? Come on,
well,
Shamey.
She wasn't too shamey about it. She was like, oh, that looks really good. And I was like, yeah.
Really good in the way, like, that looks really, really good.
That's good for you.
Yeah, not for.
You're going to love that.
Yeah.
Beppy Cat says, girl dinner. It is my girl dinner.
It was awesome. I'm so glad I got to see it.
I'm excited to tear into that stuff tonight, too. Yum. It's going to be fun.
What are you going for first?
Probably the Twix. Yeah, probably the Twix. And I also got.
So that's the first course.
Yeah, first course is the Twix. Probably the Reese's Cup after that.
Nice. Good follower.
But we have such a variety on our E-Mart. It's really nice. We have Diet Coke and we have Coke Zero. We also have Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper Zero. And it's like, how's a girl to choose? Like, how do you really
gotta get them both.
Narrow it down? Yeah.
But no. Nice.
I'm excited for my girl dinner tonight. It was funny, though, because Dave and Ronj walked in and saw me doing it, and I was like, oh, you guys saw me, and Chris said, don't let Shamey see you, but what I what I thought he said was, don't let Lil Baby see you, and I was like, who is Lil Baby?